Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, you know that I have many reasons for not wanting kids.
Infinite, and rightly so.
Yeah, and I know that not having a child will guarantee that I'm never in the position that Flip or Flop star Christina Hall is in. Her ex, English TV host Aunt Anstead, has filed for sole custody of their 2-year-old son, and it's messy.
Yeah, so Aunt's saying Christina is just straight up a bad mom.
You see, like, that's what I mean. No one can ever accuse me of that except maybe the hummingbirds, but they love me,
mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm. That's not what they tell me.
Oh, sure, sure. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, April 29th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
As we all know, having a child with someone is a lifelong commitment. You're tied to that person for forever. Mm-hmm. And if things don't work out, it can obviously be really difficult to figure out how to co-parent. Yeah. And up until now, it seemed like TV hosts Aunt Anstead and Christina Hall were doing a pretty good job sharing their 2-year-old son, Hudson.
Yeah.
But Aunt recently filed an emergency request for full custody. And I gotta say, he's really coming hard for Christina's parenting.
Yeah, I mean, just emergency request seems
so dramatic.
Yeah, like, oh my God, this can't even wait till Monday. So Aunt filed the request just yesterday in Orange County, asking the court for Christina's regular custody schedule to be changed to alternating weekends starting next Friday on May 6th. And in the court documents that were obtained by TMZ, who has so many inside sources at courts, I assume, Aunt claims Christina has only spent 9 full days each month with Hudson over the last 20 months. Huh. So the application Aunt filed is called an ex parte, and these applications are filed in order to show the custody situation is an emergency and needs to be dealt with urgently.
Right. Now, Aunt also filed the request because he's essentially saying that Christina is an absent mother. Mm-hmm. In his filing, he accused Christina of putting Hudson at medical risk, and he pointed to an incident when he says his son was returned to him with a sunburn that was so bad it left him crying in pain. Mm-mm-mm. Now, Ant alleges he told Christina about the sunburn and she responded with, "It didn't feel hot. Give him some Tylenol. I'm sure it'll be better tomorrow." And in his court filing, Ant also brought up a time in January when Christina returned Hudson without telling him that she and her family had COVID. Mm. And he said this put him and his partner at risk.
Yeah, so we know he's currently dating Renee Zellweger, and mm-hmm. Ant said that Renee was filming a new project, and Christina's COVID diagnosis put the whole production on pause.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He also complained about how Christina involves Hudson in social media posts every time he's with her, which includes showing him in her paid posts, and in his filing, Ant asked the judge to make it stop. So his court documents also show he's unhappy with Christina's use of a hallucinogenic toad venom. We talked about this. Feels like forever ago now.
It does. But
last summer, Christina revealed that she smoked the drug to help her with her anxiety. And Ant is now using it as another example of her ability to be an unsafe parent. But there's no proof or mention of it being used around Hudson.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Like, I know so many parents who smoke weed when like their kids are asleep or whatever. It's like, I mean, I obviously don't know what hallucinogenic toad venom is like, but
at least weed is like very safe in terms of what it does to your body. We can't really speak to toad venom, but it's got venom in the word, so it doesn't feel super safe.
We'll let you guys know. We'll find out.
Brooke's gonna try it and get back to us on Monday.
Yeah. So even though Ant tried to make a case against Christina's parenting, the judge thought the whole thing was too rushed and denied his request yesterday. Mm-hmm. The judge said Ant didn't prove the circumstances were critical enough to change custody so quickly. Ant said Christina needed more notice to make her case, which is fair. Mm-hmm. The judge did say that Ant will get to make a case for temporary full custody at a hearing in June, but Christina is already lashing back at Ant's request.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, she told People, "What Ant is doing deeply saddens me. If this was really about Hudson, as he says, this should have been handled privately with a private judge or mediation, as myself and my attorney have suggested." She also said she's had her share of ups and downs, but claims she's a good mom and loves her children and will always protect them. She then also posted a cryptic quote from author Jonathan Muncy Storm on her Instagram, and part of it says, "She will test you and see what you're made of just by being herself." And she captioned this post with a different quote from author Jill Blakeway, and the caption says, "When a toxic person can no longer control you, they will try to control how others see you. The misinformation will feel unfair, but you stay above it, trusting that other people will eventually see the truth just like you did."
I mean, that's a pretty true quote.
I know. It's very relevant.
Yeah. I don't know if it applies to the situation because we obviously don't know, but.
Right.
Very relevant quote.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, it did seem like Ant and Christina were playing nice up until now. They first started dating back in January of 2018 and were married in December of that same year. And then in March of 2019, they announced Christina's pregnancy. But right around the time their son Hudson turned one, Ant and Christina announced they were calling it quits.
Yeah, Christina shared the news of their breakup to her Instagram in the fall of 2020, writing, "Ant and I have made the difficult decision to separate. We are grateful for each other, and as always, our children will remain our priority." And at the time, Ant implied it was Christina's choice to separate, saying he prayed her decision would bring her happiness. He also shared he was doing a breakup recovery and healing course, which he called his lifeline. Very curious what that involves.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
I actually once signed up for one. It was like an email one where they sent you like an email every morning about like getting through a breakup. Uh-huh. It was unhelpful.
I assume that's when you moved out of my apartment and you were morning hour breakup.
Yeah, obviously. I'm still getting those emails and they're still not helping. It hurts.
I wonder if I don't know what this is because I'm always the one breaking hearts. You know what I mean?
Oh, here we go. Any chance to mention that?
Yep, you got it.
But just months after their split, I mean, Ant told People that he had so much love for Christina. So it seemed like it was on her side saying, "I'm done."
Right. But even if there were hard feelings after the split, Ant and Christina did eventually both move on with new partners. Christina started dating realtor Joshua Hall in March of last year, and they got married earlier this month. And it was a surprise to everyone when Ant started dating Oscar winner Renee Zellweger last year.
Is it me, or is it whenever Renee Zellweger starts dating somebody, everyone's surprised? Like, I feel like the number of... She was with that... Wasn't she with Bradley Cooper or something? Like, I feel like she's dated guys, and we're all like, what?
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. I feel like she's not really in the public eye that much.
She's
so maybe
not.
Maybe that's why?
Yeah, because she just pops up with whoever she's dating, and it's like, whoa, what? What? Renee, Bridget, you didn't tell us you were going to do this. But yeah, so Ant and Renee definitely seemed like a bit of an odd pairing, but they've been going strong ever since they met in June of last year. Mm-hmm. They got together after filming an episode of Ant's Discovery Plus series, Celebrity IOU Joyride. Shocking to Brooke, they didn't get together after an SNL stint.
I know. They're one of the few.
Ant called meeting Renee a magical coincidence. They later made their red carpet couple debut in August. And that same month, Ant told Entertainment Tonight, sometimes things come to you at the right time. And actually, the right time is often the most unexpected.
Yeah. Or is it just that it happened and you're like, wow, this is the right time? I mean, I don't know. I will say, bringing it back to Christina and her as a parent, you know I love a good HGTV show.
Oh, yeah.
As somebody with the eye and taste of a designer. And I was never a huge fan of her or Tarek. I will say that up front.
Okay.
But as time went on, Tarek seemed like a real dick. And I was like, okay, you know, she doesn't seem that bad compared to Tarek. But she always had their kids with her. Like, she was the one that always had the kids, and she would, like, bring them to the houses and stuff. So I was like, if she takes the time to bring them to filming, is she really absent? I mean, I'm really hesitant to talk about anyone as a parent because we don't know. We have no idea.
Yeah, it's very complicated and way more nuanced than we could ever imagine.
Yeah, so despite the fact that we're podcast hosts, we don't know everything.
Well, here's my question. Was she putting sunscreen on the kids every time you saw them?
I mean, they looked like powder, so must have been.
Powder children? Did she blow on them and they just disintegrated into the earth?
Yeah, and I was like, hey, those kids are ghosts. I'm sorry.
That's so stupid.
From Wondery. I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesan Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Liam Garreau is our senior editor.
Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying,
lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.